good afternoon, good night, at whatever time you may view this particular live stream. Again, I am your host, Darshawn McAvoy. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're going to talk about it, guys. So, hold on. StreamYard doing what they do. Y'all bear with me. So there's this going notion about Will Smith and Jada. Apparently they've been separated for quite some time. And I see it all over my timeline, just going crazy. It's all over my timeline. And I'm thinking to myself, like, geez, man, how much more of an embarrassment is Will Smith going to keep on going through? Like, what's the deal, you know? And when I said this, somebody else got on my case and made it seem like Will Smith is the cheater. So you gotta fill me in. So who cheated first, Will or Jada?
I think it's Will. I mean, doesn't he like look attractive? I mean, a lot of girls, a lot of ladies like Will Smith. So temptation, you think he would never have want to be with any of those ladies that want to be with him? I think he cheated.
You think just because somebody is attractive, that's what makes them a cheater? That's basically what you're saying.
If they know they got it, they'll give it to the ladies. But like, why would Jada all of a sudden, you know, leave? There's always a reason why a female is gonna leave.
But Jada's the one coming out with the separation. She's the one saying that's the reason why they're like, that's part of the reason why they're separating though. And I don't think it has anything to do with
Jada. If she loves him, she would never show that part. If you really love the father of your kids, yeah, you would never expose that part, because some females do that. They protect the guy's image.
Well, it seems like she's doing the most damage right now, because she's coming out with a whole entire book about her self-worth. So this is what I pick up on it. What I pick up on it is this. Jada has been trying to find out who she is for the longest. Will Smith already knew who he was. The world, and I do mean the world is upset with Will Smith, because we look at Will like, you can do better. And I think a lot of women know that whatever Jada's doing to Will Smith, he doesn't have to put up with it. I've heard this from plenty of people. Why are you talking to somebody like me under my certain circumstances? Because most women know that when a guy, even if a guy gets divorced and he has kids, that guy, his greatest power is walking away into a better situation.
Yeah.
So do I think that Will Smith probably cheated? Yeah, he probably did, but I don't think he cheated first, because he's the one that has put her up on a pedestal. She's never put Will Smith on a pedestal. All she's ever done is just tear him down and embarrass him. So for us men, when we walk out here and we try to be traditional or try to transition into being modern, right, 50-50, we get shunned on, because it's like, why don't you step up and be a man and put a woman in her place? So my question to you is, how does a man put a woman in their place? How does a man stop what Jada's doing to him to put her in her rightful spot? Meaning, how do I get her to stop embarrassing me the way she's embarrassing me?
I don't know. I think most females are stubborn.
Yeah.
They're stubborn.
And what she's doing now, she's actually going on a press tour from different news stations talking about how, have you seen it? They've been separated since 2016 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, how y'all been separating? Y'all going to the Oscars and you're going to the Academy Awards and y'all holding each other and, you know, kissing and all this type of stuff. But
they do it for the kids.
Yeah.
They do it for
yeah
the paparazzi. They want to keep their image clean. they don't want it to affect their family. So when you're in the public eye, especially celebrity, you want to make you the perfect image because that's the pressure.
And it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure. But I'm actually surprised that you think that he's the cheater first, or you think he's just a cheater in general?
In general.
In general? Mm-hmm. Why? Tell me why.
Who wouldn't want to be with Will Smith? Who wouldn't want to be? Like, for him to see a beautiful lady come to him, mm-hmm. he would be tempted. He would be tempted.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, I see where you're coming from.
Nobody's gonna know. Nobody sees it.
Right. And nobody's probably not gonna say anything. Because,
yeah.
you know, he's with Jada.
Yeah.
But okay, so if that's the case, then why is Jada doing what she's doing?
Some females do it for attention.
Yeah.
Some females need to make them look like they're the vulnerable one. Because some females, like for me, for a female, some females do it. Some females do it for attention, some don't. So I'm just letting you know the reality of what females are going to do to men.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Because it's starting to come off from the perception of the fact that Jada's going on his press tour trying to come out with her book because maybe he did cheat first
mm-hmm.
and she's embarrassed by the fact that, hey, you told me you was never going to cheat on me. You did it multiple times. So now I'm going to make you look a certain
You know
time.
How they're quiet?
Yeah.
And they constantly like build up because they're trying to say, you know, father of my kids, I'm going to support him. I'm not going to make him look bad in the public eye. And once she explodes, when that female is really tired, she got to expose her side of the story because nobody ever said, ask, because they're always like, okay, this is the guy, the foundation of the family. Now that she's tired, because she's tired of being played on, she's going to expose her side. But the bad thing about females, when they expose it, they take everybody down with them.
Yeah.
So I think that's what she's doing right now.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely shows because she's taking everybody with her. I mean, everybody, the kids included. It's like, this is a bad shipwreck.
That's why you never choose female for president of United States.
Look at you.
Imagine if they're mad at another country. They're going to bomb it. Mm. They're not going to take a second chance about thinking about it. No. Mm. Right now.
Do you think that...
Wipe out that whole country.
Yeah.
If a female was a president, but a guy, they would second think it. Like, for example, if you had a guy friend and you're mad at, your chick was with my chick.
Mm-hmm.
You guys gonna be good in 2 days? Females, 2 months, 2 years.
Hmm.
And you wonder why they didn't choose Hillary Clinton for president. Because they knew once a female is up for a president, she's gonna take down everything.
Okay, so you're telling me that, and this is just what I'm picking up. You're saying to me that women have a place in politics and business then.
You know how they say the man is the head of the family? The woman is the neck. She turns it any way she wants, and that's the reason why they say the woman is the neck. There's some women that are very nice, and there's some women that are very stubborn, bad, that they'll turn your neck. Rather, they want to be the good person or to be the bad person that take down everybody. Mm. You ever heard of that saying?
Mm.
The guy's the head of the family and the woman's the neck.
That's my first time hearing about that.
Yeah.
That's my first time hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we were talking about cheaters.
Yeah.
And I was telling you, I don't know anything about that. And you don't believe me because you put me in a category of Will Smith because you think that... I look a certain type of way that I have to act like, To me, as a man, it's scary stepping into that because let's say you cheat and you have a baby
mm-hmm.
by the wrong person. which ultimately is going to happen. You just, it's just the wrong person. It was good. It felt good. The intentions were probably like fun, but now you have, now you stuck with a baby by somebody who you was like, I was just trying to just kick it.
Yeah.
So I'm terrified of cheating because of that reason, because slip ups happen all the time, mm-hmm. you know? And I'm not defending Will Smith, but I just think that he does have the capability of probably being with any woman that he wants. It's just that us men see him as like, why don't he feel what we feel about him? And I've always thought that about people. It's because they don't see themselves that way. It's just the perception of how we see them on television, because he's acted in so many different roles that he could probably be like a man who doesn't take any BS from any woman. So to see him in this position with Jada, it's like, why?
I'm going to tell you this, and it's a fact. Any guys can have any wife that will cheat from left and right, but they always come home to that wife because they're comfortable. There's that comfort zone, but they'll do it on the side. And the wife, she's confused because she's like, you know, I did everything I wanted for this guy, loyal, watch the kids, clean the house, make him food, and I make him feel comfortable. And she's confused, but she doesn't know that guys have temptation. Mm-hmm. They're always going to cheat. Those ladies out there are nothing, because at the end of the day, they're going to come back to their wife.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. All right, guys, we're up out of here. Want to talk about this real quick. It's been trending all over the news. Final thought. My final thoughts. I'm going to get your final thoughts. My final thoughts about it is I think Jada is just ultimately out to make Will Smith look a certain type of way. Mm-hmm. So when she does get out of the relationship, or I guess kind of gets forced out of the relationship into a divorce, that she can move on to the person who she wanted us to, like, how can I say it? There's a person that Jada really wants to be with that she's trying to make it seem like Will pushed her over to that person. Because when she gets a divorce from Will Smith, she's definitely going to get with somebody else. You know, so that's just my conclusion on it. What's yours?
I don't know, some females, after they leave a toxic relationship or they don't have feelings for the guy, they end up being bisexual.
I've definitely
they're
seen
tired that. Because they're like, okay, females again, female, we know how each other feel, and they feel like a female know how she's going to feel, and they know how to take care of a female. That's why they end up being bisexual.
You know what? I'd be surprised to see who Jada ends up with, because I definitely agree that that's what's going to happen next. Anyway, I'm your host, Darshan. We just want to get on here real quickly and talk about cheaters. Are you one? Let me know if somebody cheated on you or if you cheating on somebody else. Yeah, be careful. Peace.